Session 208, November 15th, 1965, 9 p.m., Monday, as scheduled. No envelope test was held during this session. The session was held in our back room. Jane spoke while sitting down and at a rapid rate for the most part. She smoked throughout the session, and her eyes were open most of the time. Indeed, they opened wide before she had spoken for more than a few minutes. Her voice was average. Good evening. Good evening, Seth. I am glad to see such a lively discussion immediately before a session, which shows you are on your toes. I am aware of several matters that you would like me to discuss, and we shall cover them. There are, however, several points that I would like to make. My remark in our last session concerning the aid that Rupert subconsciously gave me in connection with the voice effect did not have to do with the inner voice heard by Philip. I believe this was perhaps an error in your paragraphing. See page 65. Philip is John Bradley's entity name. Rupert helped me in producing that voice that he himself heard simply because of certain electromagnetic alterations that occur within the trance state, and Rupert was in a trance state upon the specific occasion of which I was speaking. See the 190th session in Volume 4 for notes on this. The psychological time experience of Jane's also involved John Bradley. It was easier for me to make certain realignments and adjustments of a necessary nature. The other point that I wanted to make was that while your physical time or clock time has no overall basic reality and is not a primary reality that runs through various fields or systems, it is nevertheless an electromagnetic reality within your own system, for you have created it on mental terms.